This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good evening. You are joined here with myself, Inga Stoffels, and the beautiful two ladies to my left and right.
Oh my goodness, she is too kind to us. Oh, it's me, Zoe George.
And it's me, Amarain Weiss.
Oh goodness, this is going to be a fun show.
Yeah, it's Monday and we love Mondays. So, Zoe, tell us about your weekend.
Oh my goodness, my weekend was so much fun, you guys. Like, I finished all my assignments for the year on Friday.
Very jealous.
Now I have like 9 exams coming up, which are going to take it out of me.
And then not jealous.
Yes, so it ends there. And then after that, on Saturday, I went into the CBD of Cape Town with my friend and his friend. And we went to this Korean Asian themed restaurant and this other one, Moshi Moshi. And it was really fun. And yeah, on Sunday, I just relaxed. Mm-hmm. There was nothing else to do. I just have classes now. But what about you, Inga? What did you do this weekend?
This weekend, it was actually my husband's granny's 80th birthday. She was 80 on Friday, so we just went. She wanted to have a prayer meeting with the family, so we just did prayer, and then we had some cake. And then the Saturday, all the cousins, we all just went and had lunch there. And then the Sunday, I just decided to chill. So we just chilled at home, getting ready for the week.
As you should. And you, Amarain?
This weekend, I took a bit of an off weekend because classes have started up again. So I just rested, watched some movies, relaxed. But I had a very productive academic day today, which I'm very proud of. And I'm telling everyone possible. I got up at like 7. I exercised. I went to a coffee shop to work. I'm very proud of myself.
It sounds like you did something that would have been on the happy health tip, honestly.
I see. No, she's actually listening to the happy health
she
tips.
She really
Zoe.
Is. She, we were all thinking it, but no one was going to say I do listen to the happy health tip. I put like sugar on a cucumber once.
Did it taste like watermelon?
It didn't. It really didn't.
It didn't for me either.
Right? They just lied to us. But as we recover from those lies, let's just listen to A Little by Lindsay McCall as we go into a great show for you guys. Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Cape Town.
What's down in Cape Town?
Cape Town!
All right, now it is time for the What's Down in Cape Town portion of the show. So firstly, on What's Down in Cape Town, we would like to encourage everyone to support any business or small business restaurant that they can. Restaurants are now open again. They can be open a bit later as well. So please go out and help businesses survive because I know they're struggling a lot. We have highlighted two businesses for you guys this week because vegan restaurants especially have been suffering a lot. A couple of the lists I went through to find to talk to you guys about have been permanently closed. And as far as I can tell, these two are still open. So the first is the Sunshine Food Co. They are 100% vegan. They use homegrown ingredients that are grown in an eco village. They are known for their burgers, but also have wraps, smoothies, and juices. A recommendation I heard is their falafel patties topped with hummus, avo, and micro herbs. They are open Monday to Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m, but maybe just call to confirm their times, and they're found at the corner Glengariff and Meehan Roads, 3 Anchor Bay. The next restaurant is just called Plant. I think that's such a cool name. Like, it's just like Plant.
Straight to the point.
And they educate people on plant-based eating. They give some of their profits to human and animal-based charities. A recommendation there is their vegan tagliatelle carbonara or the dirty mac and cheese. I don't know what the dirty mac and cheese is, but when I saw the recommendation, I'm like, I must mention this. I want to go to try it. They are open from Tuesdays to Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and on Sundays and Mondays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can find it at 8 Biden Street, Corner Loop, Cape Town. So yeah, please just, if you do decide to go to these restaurants, just phone beforehand to make sure your times are right. Because the times have been changing a lot with, oh, now you can be out till 10, now you can be out till 9. Yeah. So just make sure. But yeah, please go support some cool vegan restaurants and keep them alive in Cape Town.
So true. Not only will keeping them alive make sure that other vegans can then enjoy these foods, but then it'll really help our economy. We've seen a lot of businesses close down. And like Amarain said, local is lacquer, guys. Yeah. So go out there and support any local business you can. Now let's go straight on into the groovy movie section of the show.
Zoe on 180 Degrees.
Rudy.
Hey.
Bamboo.
Time to watch the movies.
And welcome to the groovy movie section of the show. Now, this week's groovy movie is a very iconic song. In fact, I know we're not supposed to judge people for what they've watched, but if you don't know this groovy movie, I am judging you. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know how you would have had grown up in
way
the noughties.
Way to create a non-judgmental loving space, Zoe.
This
sounds like a safe space now.
The rest of us do not endorse Zoe's very critical views.
It was a safe place until this came into the picture. I cannot keep it safe if you don't know this song. I'm sorry. Next week, I will give you more leeway, but today... Okay. I don't even know how to talk about this anymore because I'm already feeling it at the back of my tongue, and we don't want a mishap like
and we know
had.
Zoe
I think it's time for you to play the song.
Indeed it is. So before I play the song for you guys, please WhatsApp us the answer that I really hope you have. You can send that WhatsApp to 081-729-1657. I repeat, 081-729-1657. Now please listen up.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gonna keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there.
Visit our website now, www.imymovements.co.za.
Zoe on 180 Degrees.
So we just listened to Solid Rock by Jamie Grace and Tasha Cobbs. I'm sure you guys here at 180 Degrees, the listeners, you love that song. We play it for you all the time. Mm. It's quite a doozy.
I was going to say, I'm sure you know that song
right
now.
We don't even
Inga
need to
I thought we
anymore.
Knew the song, but we started the chorus wrong like three times.
But you know, maybe she started it wrong because me
That's
and you
so
did
true.
It. At the same time.
Yeah, we were... I'm just not used to, like, the extended version.
Right. I think you guys were onto something.
I think it was us. She might have been a bit off, yeah.
Might have been her. So before we listened to that lovely song, that 180 Degrees regular, we had another song for you guys that formed a part of this week's groovy movie. And I'm just going to give you the answer because, realistically speaking, there's not much longer I can speak about this without giving it away. So, this week's groovy movie was The Climb from Hannah Montana, the movie. As you guys know, this is a comfort movie of mine. I love it so much. I watched it in cinema. It was amazing.
I loved it so much. I bought the wig.
Girl, that's me with like blonde hair.
I was a fan, but I didn't buy a wig.
I was an intense Hannah Montana fan.
Like, but don't worry, man. It was that Chinatown wig, not like real wigs.
Oh, goodness. I love that. And that all you guys who participated in this week's groovy movie, give yourselves pats on the back. You are aware of good cinema.
And now, tonight we are joined by Tahila Davidson, who is part of an organization, Yulin Compassion. For those of you who might remember, we've had Hewitt on with regards to Yulin Compassion. And tonight, Tahila, she runs the Women's Empowerment Department within this organization. Good evening, Tahila. How are you?
Good evening, Inga. Good evening, ladies. I am good. Thank you. How are you doing?
We good. We're excited for tonight. We're excited to just get into it. And I'm going to start immediately with the first question. Can you tell us a little bit about the Women Empowerment Department within Yulin Compassion?
Yes, sure. So firstly, thank you so much for inviting me onto your radio station tonight. Yulin Compassion is basically founded by two amazing individuals that I work with every day. Their name is Yuet and Lindell de Jager. Mm-hmm. And they basically founded Yulin Compassion 10 years ago, over 10 years ago, actually. And their heart is always for people, always to build connections with people, to change the lives of people, to transform lives. And their heart for it is really to identify human need and solve it. And they are so intentional with that. And they approached me about beginning of last year to start a department within the organization. They have so many departments in the organization. But they basically started a department called Beloved Project. So we basically started the name together, Beloved Project. And this department is basically a social development platform that is led by and for women who are negatively affected by social ills in vulnerable communities. And my heart for this project, this program, this department is really to create a safe, respectful, free of judgment space for at-risk girls and vulnerable women. And to really create a platform and an environment where they can recognize what is already within them. And they come from environments, from backgrounds. We work with a group of women at the moment from a night shelter. They are homeless. They are struggling with drug abuse. They are recovering drug addicts. They also come from unimaginable trauma. And to be able to sit with these women and realize that even though they are broken and even though they come from trauma, they really lack absolutely nothing, but they are fully seen and fully loved by God. And this is really the heart for the project. For Beloved Project, is to create a space where women can share their messy past and share their messy experiences and share their trauma in a space that's received with love in a trustworthy environment where they feel safe and empowered. And we can empower them and we can encourage them to be all that God has called them to be, that they aren't too far gone, that their situation isn't too messy and too broken. And this project was actually birthed from my own experience, coming from an environment, coming from a family where I grew up in a Christian home, but I never really understood what my place was here on earth. I didn't understand. I just really lost my moments in my life. And I see myself in all the wrong things, whether it was story from one relationship to the next, or if it was alcohol or whatever. And I came to the end of myself in 2019, depressed, didn't want to love anymore. And God really changed my whole life one evening where he basically felt like he cupped my face and said, I see you, I love you, I'm proud of you, and you will change the lives of many women one day. And just as I'm cupping your broken face, you will cup many other broken women's faces. So fast forward to 2 years later, and we are really, this project is birthed, and Lindell and I, to really transform the lives of women and to make a difference in communities.
Wow.
That's an absolutely amazing story.
Yeah. Right? I feel...
Thank you, guys.
I feel like the woman, or just people who work in, like, these industries where you have to work very closely with people who have, like, problems or struggle with various social issues, you genuinely have something that really ties you to it, that makes you care almost more. And the fact that you're so close, I would not have guessed that at all. But, like, wow, I'm really glad that God has used you to not just change your own life and, like, make you more, to make you lust after his, not lust, like, love after his word and his ways more, but now you can use that to help other people and other women. That's amazing. Yes. I love it when God just uses whoever, because he really does do that.
He does, absolutely. He doesn't care what your background is, who your parents are, what your upbringing is. He will take anyone that is willing to be used. And it's been such a beautiful journey. Very challenging because I don't really have experience in trauma counseling or handling these things. It's literally just been me being able to sit. We work with a social worker as well. Her name is Tina. She's incredible. She does trauma counseling with them. She does a development plan with these women to really see where you at now. What issue needs to be solved? How can we get you to the next step? But entirely, it's just been us sitting around the table and just trying with one another, sharing my story, sharing stories with one another. How they come from abortion? How they had to, let their child go to adoption, but they still see their greatest achievement as being a mother, even though they don't have a relationship with their child or their daughter anymore. They still consider that being their greatest achievement, that they are a mother, that they gave birth to a beautiful lady, a young woman, a child. So it's just been beautiful to, as women, to be able to connect and share our stories and change lives in that process.
Wow. I would like to ask that, since you've spoken mainly a lot about women, like, do you guys have anything planned for Women's Month, which is next month, August?
Yes. So we could not let Women's Month go by without doing something. So we have an event planned for the 14th of August. We were initially going to do it the 9th of August, but we decided to shift it to the 14th of August. So nothing is planned on Women's Day specifically. But we have a women's event planned. We partnered with the Love Church. The head pastors are a dynamic couple, Prophet Michelle Links and Pastor Vadim Links. They partnered with Healing Compassion, and we are doing an event on the 14th of August. And the theme for this event is Beauty for Ashes. So we are just speaking into the lives of the women that we already have in our team, or people that we work with closely, ladies that we work with closely, from Athlone to Bauville to Kalzava, all these women that we work with closely. And we just decided we're going to have an event for them to empower them and to remind them that beauty does come from ashes. So that is happening on the 14th of August at 11 a.m.
Sorry, so I would like to ask, where can we get more information about this event? Like, where can we check in with you guys? Where can we find out how to attend?
Yes. So all our details for this event is on Yulin Compassion's website. So it's yulincompassion.org.za. And if you go onto the website, you'll see on the top of the screen there'll be different things you can click on, like home, about, departments, projects, etc. And on top is events. So if you click on the event, under there you will see the Women's Day event for 2021, and you'll find all the details of the event. You'll find the date, the time, the venue, our wish list, so what we are still trusting God for in terms of donations and clothing, and what you can sew into, and where you can sew into. Sorry, so we have our banking details on there, so if you want to sew into the event and help us to really expand and create a beautiful day for these women, then that is on there. And there's also a link to sign up to volunteer for this program as well. So if you would love to work with us and get to know the team, get to know the beautiful team that's a part of the Beloved Project and Union Compassion, then you are so welcome to click on that volunteers link. And we will just ask you for your name, your number, and your email address, and we will keep in touch with you. Our admin team will keep in touch with you. And we would love more people to help. We always need helping hands. So I'm really excited to build connections in that way as well.
Awesome, awesome. Just hearing all of this makes me so excited. And just for the listeners out there, you told us now that on the website there is a link for if they would like to volunteer and help out. So just before we, wrap up, I just want to ask, is there an encouragement that you would like to give maybe to the ladies out there? Just a short encouragement.
Yeah. I just seem like the theme is beauty for ashes. I just want to let every listener know, whether you are male or female, it really doesn't matter. I just want to encourage you that no situation is too messy for God to change and transform. I always thought that growing up that I needed to fix myself up, or I needed to fix myself in order to really be used or be great and be used by God. But He makes Himself at home in our mess to show us that what is distasteful to other people and to change maybe their opinions of us, what is distasteful to other people is so attractive to Him. And He loves to take messy, broken, crazy, uncomfortable, traumatic experiences, and He uses all of them to transform you, to redeem you, to restore you. And nothing is too far gone, nothing is too messy, and He has a huge plan for your life. So don't give up, don't stay where you are. Your latter will be greater than your past. Yeah. And maybe your opinions, people's opinions of you, and have crippled you, or fear has crippled you to believe that you will amount to nothing. But that is not the truth. And God has a greater plan for you. So keep going, believe in yourself, every woman. Shame is not a voice. Shame doesn't speak truth. Only Jesus and His love speak truth. And He's the only one that can change a life, and He's the only one that can transform you. So look to Him. Don't give up. Believe in yourself. He has an amazing plan for your life, and His opinion for you is greater than anyone else's opinion. And yeah, He will make beauty from your ashes. He will. He will. If He did it in my life, He will do it in yours.
Amen. So I would like to ask, lastly, this was such a fun interview. I really enjoyed it, and I felt very encouraged. And it's great that we got to have this right before Women's Month. So I would like to ask if this Hulin Compassion has any social media handles, any websites that you'd like to share on air for anyone listening who'd like to follow online.
Yeah, so if you want to, so most of our interactions we have with the public is via Facebook. So any updates, if it's outreaches, so our team is currently in Georgia at the moment, so we post all the time. They post all the time about what is happening, what they are doing, and what's amazing what they are doing in Georgia at the moment. But our main communication is on Facebook. So our Facebook page is Hulin Compassion NPO. So you can check us out there, and you can also get in contact with us there as well. And we will also share all our details on this event on Facebook as well. And then we are also on Instagram, Hulin Compassion NPO. Is on Instagram, so connect with us, share our posts, comments, and we would love to connect with anyone, even if you are listening and you are also very influential in your community. We as Hulin Compassion love to partner with people that are making a difference in their communities. So the more people that are like-minded, the better to transform more lives. So we'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, and also on our website if you want to volunteer, not just in my department for the women empowerment, but also any department. We have a passion skills, we have health and fitness, we have skill development department. We have so many departments that you can also get hands-on in and connect with us. So, yeah, that's our social media platform.
Thank you so, so much, Tehila, for all the info, for just connecting with us tonight. I know that here in the studio, we really enjoyed this interviews. We love interviews like this. And since Women's Month is coming up, we're going to have a lot more of these. So thank you so much for joining and for sharing with us tonight.
Thank you so much, Eva. Thank you so much, ladies, for this amazing opportunity to share my heart and to encourage people out there. So I am very grateful for this interview. I had a lot of fun. So thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Have a great evening.
Have a beautiful evening. Thank you so much.
Bye.
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 Wow. When she shared her story, that really spoke to me, you know?
I was so surprised.
Right? I didn't see it coming, you know? Like, sometimes when you look at people who are in positions of authority in, like, various churches or organizations, even though you know in the back of your mind that everyone is human and everyone has a past, you always just kind of see them in this like picture perfect light. So whenever they start to talk about what God has done in their life, it never fails to be inspirational, because it's always just a true testament as to the fact that God will literally use anyone.
And I was And I was going to say, like, it's the very thing that God brings you out of, where he uses you in that thing, because you have a testimony. You can speak about it to people. And that is what he uses at the end of the day. He uses you in that area that you overcame, or in that area you came out of.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say, you know, you never expect it when you hear people's stories, because you also meet the saved version, you know, the person in whose life God is already present. Mm. So it's always beautiful to see what people have overcome.
So true, so true. I'm really glad that she came to speak to us today.
Yes. So I'm just going to repeat those handles for those of you out there that would like to connect with Yulin Compassion. On Instagram, they are Yulin Compassion NPO. On Facebook, they are the same, Yulin Compassion NPO. And their website is yulincompassion.org.za. So www.yulincompassion.org.za. And they have lots of services over there. I'm just going to mention some. Lots of departments. I see they have food services, women empowerment, the streets, outreach, performing arts, health and wellness, skills development, music education. They have so much more. Wow. And volunteer button as well, if you would like to volunteer in any.
They really are taking care of the community. I love organizations like that, especially now in like today's society. Like when you think about what's happening and the fact that people take it upon themselves to stand up and say, this is going to happen. So let's just go into the mystery Bible quiz.
180 Degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
180 Degrees on Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Mystery Bible Quiz.
All right, this week's Mystery Bible Quiz is... Jesus said you must be born again to whom? Paul, Nicodemus, or Mary? The answer to this can be found in John 3, verse 1 to 17. So either go Google it or go page through your Bible and see if you can find the answer. Once again, the question is, Jesus said you must be born again to whom? Paul, Nicodemus, or Mary? You can WhatsApp us the answer to 081-729-1657.
Now let's listen to Beauty by Aisha Woods.
All right, so we listened to a phenomenal song. Zoe, can you please tell us its name?
It was Beauty by Aisha Woods.
And what a bop it was.
It truly was.
So before that song, we asked you guys a question. So the question was, Jesus said you must be born again to whom? Paul, Nicodemus, or Mary?
Interesting.
So I'm not going to keep you guys waiting. The answer to that question was B, Nicodemus.
Wow.
Which I'm not sure how you say that in English. I've only ever heard it in Afrikaans.
It's Nicodemus. Yeah.
Look at that English coming out.
Because I'm just like, Paul, English. Nicodemus. And then Mary. So I'm just like, oh, am I giving it away? But I don't know how else to say this word.
That's interesting. I've actually never heard, I never knew the Afrikaans pronunciation.
So I'm sorry if I offended any of the English or Khoza listeners. Like, that's the only way I know how to say that word.
Please. Let's go into the happy health tip.
Health tips. How to be happy in your health. It's not just about being healthy, it's about being happy. Should be quite interesting. Chocolates are the true source of happiness.
It is time for the happy health tip, and today I'm going to give you 5 ways to boost your immune system. So, number 1, maintain a healthy diet. As with most things in your body, a healthy diet is key to a strong immune system. This means making sure that you eat plenty of vegetables, fruit, whole grains, lean protein, and healthy fats. Number 2, exercise regularly. Physical activity isn't just for building muscles and helping yourself de-stress. It's also an important part of being healthy and supporting a healthy immune system. One way exercise may improve immune function is by boosting your overall circulation, making it easier for immune cells and other infection-fighting molecules to travel more easily throughout your whole body.
Wow.
Number 3, hydrate. Hydrate. Water plays many roles, many important roles in your body, including supporting your immune system. Number four, get plenty of sleep. Sleep certainly doesn't feel like an active process, but there are plenty of important activities happening in your body when you are not awake. Even if you don't realize it, for instance, important infection-fighting molecules are actually created while you sleep. So that's important for you guys out there. And the final one, number five, minimize stress. Wow. Whether it comes on quick or builds over time, it is important to understand how stress affects your health, including the impact it has on your immune system. During a period of stress, particularly chronic stress that's frequent and long-lasting, your body responds by initiating a stress response. This stress response in turn suppresses your immune system, increasing your chance of infection or illness.
Wow.
So it's important. Minimizing stress is not just for peace of mind, it's actually good overall.
So true. You can really harm yourself in many different ways if you don't take care of your stress. I know people who have developed diabetes, high blood pressure.
People have heart attacks at like 30 from too much stress.
I actually know someone who, I'm not sure if stress was the reason, but he was 30 and he had a heart attack. Mm-hmm. But on a much lighter note, let's listen to Great and Glorious by Martin Smith. You guys, get out your Shazam. This is a song you want to add to your playlist. Great and Glorious by Martin Smith, you guys. What a song.
What an ending.
Right? I don't think we've played that one before.
We never have, and I'm glad that we debuted it on the show today. It was so fun.
It's such a good song. I hope you guys Shazammed it. I hope you guys saved it to your playlist. I know I did.
I really did. It's like going to be in my Christian music jam playlist. I can't wait to listen to it later. But wow, you guys, here we are at the bottom of the hour, 8 minutes to 8, 7 to 9 a.m., 180 degrees.
Remember, this show is going up as a podcast in 2 days' time. Wednesday morning, it should be up at www.kpulpit.co.za.
Yes, and you guys really want to revisit this one. The story was so inspirational. It's lovely to hear stuff like this, especially if you're feeling a little bit down with yourself. You're feeling like God could never use you for anything or forgive you for something. Just know that his love is just all-encompassing. He will use you for anything if that is your life's calling.
Don't forget to tune in next week, Monday, on 7 to 9 a.m. at 7 p.m. when we will be going live again. 180 Degree Girls, we will be going live. And remember, send us videos, send us voice notes, send us answers to the Bible quiz. Send us some of your happy health tips. Send us, you know.
Oh, that could be really fun. Have like a listener happy health tip.
Yes.
Yeah.
From the people. The things that your grandma always says. The unproven but really fun happy health tips. Like rub garlic on it.
Those and onions in your socks. Yeah. I say that helps at night.
That, in Afrikaans, you call that boererot.
Boererot.
I have no idea what the English equivalent would be. It's boerer advice.
Like,
is like the direct translation
or something.
It's fun. We will look into having those.
I think that'll be cool.
I do too, you guys. But this has been 180 Degrees.
Signing out.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.